friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baseball going strong. League Championship Series entertaining. Certainly an entertaining season for our baseball team. And Stephen Vogt was right there at the whole point of the whole thing. I thought it was interesting. Austin Hedges yesterday, doing multiple victory laps. And I say that with nothing but congratulations, Austin. Multiple victory laps about getting a $4 million contract for being a great guy, great defensive catcher, and hitting 161 or whatever it was. Said, voter called me into his office in mid-August, basically. And he said he kind of noticed something about me. And he said, hey, you know, you don't look like you're all here. And I'm really paraphrasing. And said, you know, you don't look like you're ready to go today. And you're not all here. And Hedges said something like, yeah, well, you know, I'm whatever. And voter said, this is when I need you to be a leader. I don't care if you're not hitting, go out there and lead. And Hedges said, and that's when we started to get hot. And I thought, a nice little managerial thing, calling in a, you know, and voter was a catcher, right?
Sure.
So he calls in the catcher who can't hit. I say that, and I just say that as a fact, but needs him to help get things going. Good managerial move. It worked. And then they got hot and everything went. Right now, it looks like, and if I'm not mistaken, 10 managerial openings in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
And I'm checking a story that's, there are a couple of stories that have been written about it. But 10 managerial openings. Rockies, Orioles, Padres now have an opening. Giants. I mean, there's a lot of teams looking for a manager. John Heyman, who's been on our show, MLB Insider, wrote a story in the New York Post. And here's one line from his story. Some teams would love to see if they can pry Stephen Vogt from Cleveland.
Hmm.
But that rarely works. How's that strike you?
If I'm the front office, I'm locking him down for a pretty good contract here. I know that there's people looking at him.
He's under contract for next year. It's the final year of the three-year contract that he signed when he came to the team. If you're wondering how the guys feel about him, this was from the Players Tribune, Stephen Kwan, a couple of years ago, on Vogt. Can't say enough about Stephen Vogt. Incredibly solid dude. He absolutely gets it. He understands what it's like to be a player, how to lead, how to inspire. In other words, these guys seem to like this guy. In other words, he's been here 2 years. They've gone to the playoffs twice, and he did it with teams that can't hit.
True.
In other words, he's doing just fine.
Actually, I would say he's doing great.
I would think you're more accurate than I am. If I am the front office, and our buddy Hoynsey wrote a story about this earlier in the week, if I'm the front office, man, I'm locking that guy up. And I'm at least giving him a 2-year contract extension. It looks like they have a guy who knows what he's doing and players respond to. And it also looks like he knows what it takes to manage here. And you know what I mean by that.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and that's a big deal.
And you're juggling the analytics of the front office.
That's right.
And what the front office
wants. That's part of what I'm talking about.
And what the front office expects and what they're going to tell you you're doing. Let's face it, almost every manager in baseball now is told by the front office what to do in many situations. I think until the game actually starts, you know, I think that the lineup and things like that are in the hands of the front office more so than they are the manager, which is a total game change from the way it was when we were younger.
It might not be a bad thing. Well, let's be honest. If you have one guy who's sitting back and making decisions and saying, yeah, you know, I think Baskin's got a good chance against this guy today. I just got a hunch. Or you can look at all the data that says Baskin does have a good chance against this guy or whatever. I don't mind that, and because the manager is still the guy doing the in-game stuff, and so I understand all that. Hoynsey wrote a story the other day about, and this sums it up, He says nothing's been announced, but it's certain that the Guardians are in the process of extending manager Stephen Vogt's contract. If you're Stephen, are you game to stay?
I think so.
Only 30 of those gigs, but like a third of them are open right now.
I think on the second contract, a manager who has players who are loyal to him probably would be loyal to the front office. I would probably want some security past the changing point in ownership if that happens. If I was Stephen Vogt, I'd want a little security going into at least the first year. If they decide to make the change with ownership.
In other words, you want it guaranteed?
Yeah, I want that guaranteed. I want that next year.
You want an out clause?
Probably. I don't know. I mean, obviously,
I'd ask
the
for
Guardians
this.
gave him an unbelievable opportunity to become a manager in Major League Baseball with zero experience.
Well, managing experience. He'd been, a bench coach in Seattle for a year.
Zero, I think it was. Zero experience as a manager.
Yeah, but Andy.
I mean, compared to other guys, Jeff, I mean, zero experience. And by the way, turned out to be the right call. We're looking at a guy I just called great 2 minutes ago.
It's strange, though, because I think you see enough of that in baseball that it's weird. You know, you see broadcasters becoming Aaron Boone. You see guys just stepping into.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The managerial job and getting it done. Guys who really pay their dues and work their way up. You know, for instance, the combination that Mike Hargrove brought to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike with a long-time playing career, and then went into the minors and worked his way up through the Indian system to become a major league manager, league coach, and then a major league manager. You don't see that all the time anymore. You certainly still do see it. If I'm the Guardians, there's no question I'm trying to sign Stephen Vogt. He's under contract for next year, final year of his deal. I wouldn't let him get to spring training before I did all I could to extend him.
Knowing the Guardians front and knowing the Dolans, right? Like that seems to me like a spring training announcement, doesn't it? That seems like something they would announce at spring training.
Or a winter meetings announcement?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I could see it happening sooner rather than later, actually. If I'm Stephen Vogt and I like it here, I would ask for these outs only. I would want the guarantee, Andy, going into the new ownership if that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But if I like working for these guys, I would want a Chris Antonetti out. If Chris leaves, I have an out.
Still 1 of 30. I don't know if you're going to get that, but that's the same as that. That's the same as a new ownership out. Antonetti's not going anywhere while the Dolans are here, unless he wants to leave.
Well, you wouldn't think so, but you never know.
Unless he wants to leave.
Mark Shapiro did.
Yeah, I think Mark felt like he kind of ran his course here. He did what he wanted to do.
Well, maybe Chris feels that one day, too. That's why, if I'm in vote, that's why I ask for that.
But Mark also wanted to learn the business side of things, too. I mean, Mark knew the business side, but he did more than just baseball. And he handed things over to Chris on the baseball side for the most part. And I'm sure it wasn't easy for him to make decisions. And I remember right in the beginning when Chris took over and he was making decisions and making trades and sitting around going, man, did I make the right move? These guys are human. I think we forget about that a lot of the time. And so I'm locking up Vogt if I can right now. If I'm Vogt, I want to make sure that I've got some security in case there's an ownership change. And, if the Blitzer Caller Group comes in here and wants to make changes right away, I don't know that they would. I'm trying to think with Blitzer's other teams, how many times he's done that. Did he do it in Philly? Has he done it with Real Salt Lake? Isn't that the team he has? The MLS team? I don't know. He's got other teams out there too, and you might want to look at his history in that situation. And I'm sure that Kolak, who's here, has taken a look at what he's got, and he's seen that this team has produced some great results. They haven't won the whole thing, but they produce great results on a different kind of budget than the rest of the NFL or NHL. Major League Baseball's running, man. Is there a league? I forgot their NBA. The way the rest of Major League Baseball is running.
So. You know, the The job of a major league manager, I don't know that it's evolved, but maybe it has. Mike Schilt just announced his retirement in San Diego. And if you do a little digging on that, you'll see, well, why is he retiring? He says, I don't want to deal with the hassle anymore. But the hassle seems to be that he was a pain in the you-know-what to deal with, almost got into a fist fight with his coaches, and it was he was a his-way-or-the-highway type of manager. And he had issues in St. Louis with the same type of thing. That type of guy doesn't thrive in Major League Baseball these days, I don't think. And a guy like Vogt, and I don't mean that, I don't mean wishy-washy, I mean a complete mediator. Okay, I'll take everything from the front office. I'll take everything from the players. I'll be the guy. It all meets with me. I'll handle it. I'll put everybody on the same page. I'll make everybody reasonably happy. You're not going to make everybody happy, but if you keep everybody informed, you communicate, you're honest, you're fair, that to me is a great recipe for success as a major league manager these days, and he seems to have it, and that's I would definitely wrap him up. And if you got to pay him a little bit, good, you pay him a little bit. It's obviously a nice place to manage, Andy, if you can deal with the way it's set up.
And yeah, like I think Tito towards the end was kind of like, okay, I got to worry about my health, which is really the priority, but maybe things went, maybe they went sideways a little bit for him too.
When you have options, you can probably run it, something can run its course.
But
that was fun. I mean, I've had enough.
They needed to, when he came in, the organizational structure was perfect for him to come here after he had been to Boston. Dan, what in a trade, what would they get for Stephen Vogt? You know what I'm saying? If somebody wanted to trade for Vogt.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work either.
I don't remember the last manager trade. I remember the last time someone traded for a manager.
I can't remember either.
I mean, football, the Sean Payton one is the one that popped in my head. I think that was that a second rounder? I think they traded for Sean Payton? It's like a second or third rounder.
I would think that they're not going to trade him. They're just going to sign him.
Do the council, wait till his contract expires, and then do some back alley dealings.
Which is
the
way okay.
That the Cubbies did for council. Yeah.
I get the feeling, and it's just a feeling, no real education behind this other than just paying attention to stuff. I would think that Vogt's really happy here and signs at least two more years so that he walks into spring training with a three-year deal.
Makes sense. I mean, it just makes sense. If I'm him, I'm looking for a little security past what could be an ownership change. It's not necessarily going to happen, but the option will be there for Blitzer and Colleague if they want to take over their, if they want to get to 51% of owning the team. It's on the table for them. So
there are some things happening. One thing that shouldn't happen is you shouldn't be looking for a new manager, and hopefully they get that taken care of very, very quickly, and they move forward with Stephen Vogt. I'd like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.